Moscow now with the Indian prime minister and someone else on stage. It's like a journalist forum, and it's Megyn Kelly's doing the questions. You know what's really funny is when Megyn Kelly thinks she's going to trip up Vladimir Putin on a question. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like taking candy from a baby. He's like, what are you talking about? This is... I'm doing the interpretation. It's like, sovereignty matters to your country, to my country. So you got Putin out there talking about sovereignty. So it's all Buchanan all the time. That's my long-winded way of saying that, Pat.
Well, it was good to see and hear the president talk about it. Said, look, the deal is just simply when they get the Indians and the Chinese can pollute to their heart's content, or turn out CO2 to their heart's content, and we're under restrictions and we've got to pay for the third world countries to come up to speed. This is not a deal that should have been negotiated in the interest of the United States. And so we're going to pull out of this agreement and we're going to do our own thing in our own way. And I think I was delighted to see it in the very reaction, the semi-hysterical reaction you're getting and that you played in those statements. I mean, that makes it, A, all the more delicious, and that tells me that Donald Trump has really done something to liberate the United States from the New World Order and to create sort of a new world where countries look out for their own national interests and work together. But the New World Order and the global governance just took a beating yesterday.
Yeah, I think that for him, with all of the international pressure, with all of the media pressure, all of Hollywood, Elon Musk, who's gotten rich off of government grants and tax breaks, all of these people were basically threatening a resistant summer, a resurrection practically in the streets, if we didn't sign on to this agreement. And I know there are a lot of critics of Trump out there, and there's some self-inflicted wounds along the way, no doubt. But yesterday took an enormous amount of political courage, cojones, for him to do what he did in the face of all the opposition, including your old friend Jim Baker, was on Morning Joe, Pat. And he said, I'd stay in it. You know, maybe we could switch it.
Sure, he's one of the co-architects. I mean, I recall Jim back there in the 90s standing up there with Bill Clinton for NAFTA, too.
Oh.
You know, and Jim was also the fellow that didn't like the idea that Ukraine was going to be independent, remember?
Oh.
Suicidal nationalism, the Ukraine's going to break away from the Soviet Union. Look, he's a very able public servant, but Jim Baker is a New World Order fella, you know, the international community, and that's where he moves. And so I think that I agree with you. I think it took a lot of grit and a lot of guts for Donald Trump to get up there and defy, you know, world opinion and defy Beltway opinion, and say we're going to start looking out for the interests of the American people and the American nation first, and we're going to put them first. And if that makes the rest of the world unhappy, then they're going to have to get over it.
Well, and I think that in the end, we will see, after all this has played out, in the end we will see an America that is less likely to depend on other nations as well for our economic security. He talked about economic independence. Another thing I don't think I've ever heard. I don't even think Reagan talked about economic independence, did he? I mean, this was...
No, he didn't, but that was the ideal of Hamilton. Everybody that built this country was to make the America economically independent so we could sustain and support our political independence, that we wouldn't rely on British ships and British imports and the rest of it. I mean, Hamiltonian ideas, the Henry Clay, the American system, all the way from Lincoln to McKinley, you've got the tariffs on foreign goods and no taxes on American corporations to build up and make America economically independent. Laura, this is why we were able to stay out of World War I as long as we wanted to without being injured in any way, while all the Europeans tied together were drawn in. And the same about World War II. I mean, that economic independence was one of the great things we had, and and we've lost it. For what?
For $20 trillion in debt?
Sure,
we can buy like five
trade
pairs
of... deficits of $800 billion a year.
Yeah, we can have...
Trade deficits, and we exported our wealth and all these factories and wealth to China and Mexico and Canada and the Far East. And what do we get for it? You know, a lot of stuff down at Walmart.
Well, yeah, we can get like five pairs of pants for $7.99 each. That's what we got. But we lost the country.
A lot of inexpensive underwear coming in from Guatemala.
Pat, the the investigation that special counsel, the hysteria over Russia. I don't know what happened with the hacking into the election, but I know it didn't affect the outcome of the election. This is an attempt to undermine the Trump agenda using the prosecutorial system in our country to do it. Your thoughts on Mueller and Comey testimony next week and how we should look at this period of political history?
They claim all the intelligence agency, and I'd like to see the proof, but they claim that the Russians hacked into the DNC and Podesta and turned the stuff over to WikiLeaks. And they found that out about last summer. And since then, even though these are great investigative agencies, they find nobody, not even Carter Page, has been talking to the Russians and was involved in this. I don't think there was any Trump involvement in the hacking, but what they've now managed to do, because, frankly, in part because of the reactions and meetings and things like that, is to get a special prosecutor appointed and with the control of the FBI where they can go rummaging into everything else now. And so I think it's become the White House and the administration have made a larger problem out of something I think that was probably pretty close to being resolved.
Mm-hmm. Self-inflicted
wounds.
I
mean, all this digging around. But again, what has he said apparently that Trump did? Trump calls him in has him stay after a meeting and said, can you cut Flynn some slack? You know, the guy's gone. He's my friend. He's a good guy. He made a mistake. Can you cut him some slack? It seems to me a very human thing to do as long as he didn't make any hard offer, quid pro quo. So we're going to find out what Comey's going to say. But, you know, again, I think what's happened here is that The thing that was not really there has been mishandled subsequently.
Well, and I think that again, with going back to Nixon and everything
that
happened,
it was like the break-in. Everybody said, you know, take care of the clowns, you know, make sure that they've got lawyers and stuff. The families are taken care of, and all of a sudden they're into crimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you always know it's a bad day for a sitting president when John Dean shows up on television, don't you think, Pat?
My old friend John Dean in many green rooms over the years.
I'm trying to think. The word for rat-like is murine, I believe, right? M-U-R-I-N-E. He says he has a murine visage. I'm not wild about him. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're still dining out on Watergate all these years later, I mean, you really have to move on from I mean, I guess that's all you have. I mean, there's always Watergate.
You know what it is? The Watergate for the media was the apex
catnip
of happiness. Apex of happiness.
They
took down the president they hated most.
Right. And they hate this guy even more, if possible, than they hated Nixon for what he did to upend their world, their predictions, their dreams of globalism and climate, you know, continuity.
What you're touching on right now is partially explains some of the rage and anger, which is that the American people voted for this individual, and in doing so, they voted against all the people who are basically together, left, right, whatever it is, and in this city, who really believe in this advancing toward this new global agenda, the new world government, where, you know, these international agencies are going to rule the world for the betterment of all mankind, and sovereignties diminish, and countries and nations disappear. I mean, that's what the EU is all about, and the whole world order. And Trump has come in there and, you know, and dumped over the punch bowl.
Yeah, the people used to laugh. I remember my parents in the 70s. I was a little kid. I remember they would always talk about the New World Order crowd, and I was like rolling my eyes. Like, I didn't really know what they were talking about, but later on, I would just roll my eyes. And my parents were old, you know, Goldwater volunteers, so they were always. But and I look back on it, they were just like really far ahead of their time. I mean, they just knew what was coming because of how we were operating as a country.
You know, your friend and mine, the late Phyllis Schlafly, was right on this back in the 1960s. Great lady, and
miss her.
And all this wrote all about these groups and things. And but that's it's been a drive of, you know, frankly, of mankind an element of mankind for a long time, the Parliament of Man and the New Order of the World, that again, that nations disappear. And, you know, writing back to all these books I've been writing over the years, you just go back and find these wonderful quotes.
Oh, my gosh.
What these folks have in mind for us, you know. But the America was established as an antithesis to this. We're breaking away from the empire, and we're moving alone into the world. We're going to become independent politically, independent economically. We're going to rely on one another. And then we'll choose and decide how far we go back into the world, where we trade and what we rely on. Making these decisions ourselves, it's one of the great aspects of being an American. It enabled us to stay out of all these foreign wars where everybody else was tied together and dragged in.
I know. Then otherwise, you just have to. You've tied yourself to all these other countries, so you have to join in, even if the country really isn't all that thrilled about doing so.
Sure, that's exactly right. I mean, in 1914, all the European countries all tied together, of course. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? The British used to be totally independent, so they go for free trade in the early 19th century to middle 19th century. By the time they get to 1914, 1915. About 20 German submarines almost sank the heart of the British Empire because they're totally relying on imports for food and everything. If it weren't for the United States, they would have gone under in both wars.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, Nixon's White House Wars, your new book, talks about everything that he was up against, the internal battles, the external forces trying to take him down. We're almost out of time, Pat, but what can this White House learn from the difficulties that President Nixon had in both at times, every president does, challenges with his own staff and stopping himself from making big mistakes? What can Donald Trump learn?
I think what Trump and his people have to learn is, look, fellas, we are in this together. It is us. Those out there are them. And secondly, they have to know, but maybe they know by now, that Nixon did not have the margin for error or folly that the other presidents did. LBJ could compile, the greatest pile of wealth in history while 30 years on the government payroll, and JFK could have the gals running in and out of there every other day, and Teddy Kennedy could get caught in Chappaquiddick and everything. But Nixon didn't have the margin of error. One slip, and they were on him. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what the Trump people have to realize, that these folks are out to bring him down. I mean, it's the deep state, it's the collective media.
Stick together.
The hostility, as you mentioned, is the worst I've ever seen. And they got to understand, we got to stand together, we all hang together.
Yeah.
We're all going to hang separately.
Right, exactly. Stick together or hang separately. Pat Buchanan loved Nixon's White House Wars. Fantastic. Pat, I could have you on for like 3 hours. Thank you so much. Love, love, love you. Take care. Thanks again.
All right,
we'll take a break on The Laura Ingraham Show. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.